Well, hello, good evening from London. My name is Peter Pilgrim. I'm blogging at jwola.com/Peter_Pilgrim. The greatest news of the day is JavaFX platform is the official Witch client technology for the 2010 Winter Games. Fantastic news. And we have a press release from none other than Jeet Kaul, who of the Oracle and of course Sun. The JavaFX platform delivers a compelling mix of ubiquity, expressiveness and performance that enables web content developers to strongly differentiate their applications. And Jeet Kaul is the Vice President of Client Software Group at Sun. And this is fantastic news for JavaFX developers and especially those of the engineers at or the former Sun Microsystems, who has really struggled to get JavaFX out there into the marketplace and be accepted. And here is a really good global site that is demonstrating JavaFX. So if I quickly swing my computer around and have a look at the JavaFX website on the Vancouver 2010, if you go to www.vancouver2010.com/Olympic-medals-geo-view/, you will see a JavaFX application powered by JavaFX. There is the Total Medals WIA application, and on the right hand side, at the top right hand side, is you'll see a ribbon of years of Winter Olympic years from 1972 to 1976, up in multiples of four up to 2006, and obviously an unpopulated 2010. If you click on 2006, where the Winter Olympic Games happened in Torino, Italy, you'll see bubbles appear or a data visualization of the medals won by a certain country on a geographic world view. And you, for example, if you click on the United States, you'll see that the United States has won 25 medals. Similarly, if you click on Germany, you'll see that's been trumped by their 29 medals in 2006. So if you click on the Germany icon, you'll see suddenly a kind of oriental fan or Asian fan just open up, which has all the nice user interface elements. So if you hover your cursor or your finger over, if you're using a touch screen, over the fan, you'll see various names and who won the medals. For example, Sven Fischer won a gold medal in the biathlon in the men's 10 kilometer sprint of, and that's how it works. It's actually renders very fast. There's lots of nice effects, shrinking and scaling up, and of course overlays, which is very easy to do in JavaFX because it's just Z order mapping, and of course the background fades out with just an opaque rectangle. I'm guessing how this implementation was made. And really, in the last couple of days, JavaFX 1.2.3 was released, so I bet this recent release of FX 1.2.3 had something to do with the publication and the release of software to the Vancouver 2010. Actually, this we had a kind of a preview of last year. It was already running to certain effects, leading developers who knew where to look, and the site was already there. Which brings me to Kenai.com. Apparently, I spoke too soon, and Kenai.com is actually going to be the foundation of a relaunched Java.net. So the original Colab.net, which is written in ugly Perl and PHP, it will be got rid of in a couple of months. So if you are thinking of moving your projects off Kenai, then hold still. Although, I have to say, learning about GitHub and Git is probably worth your while, because that is a really good distributed version control system. So I'm rapidly running out of time here, so I will bid you adieu and good evening to wherever you are in the world. My name is Peter Pilgrim, and I'm out. Bye for now.